bank, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls here about whatever's on your mind. Then coming up, we get a chance, we'll tell you about the guy who served the government for years in Iraq and then was killed by the very same government when he got home. But first, to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Brett, listening in Indiana on the amp lines. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. I had a quick question I wanted to ask Michelle tonight.
Okay.
I've heard, Michelle, that you've mentioned before you don't register your cars or you don't use a driver's license, right?
I have a driver's license. I have a Tennessee driver's license. I haven't got one in New Hampshire, so it's considered invalid after you've lived here for 30 days or something like that. I don't know exactly. I didn't look into it.
Just don't answer their question when they ask you how long you've lived here.
Okay. Every state's different, and I've lived in like 7 in the last dozen years or something, so I'm not exactly sure what the law is. But no, I have a motorcycle, a boat, and 2 vehicles, and none of them are registered. The boat and the motorcycle have never been registered.
Okay.
Neither has
the truck,
actually.
The question I had was just like, since you don't have them registered, what you do, like, if you get pulled over? Because, and the reason I ask is because I know last fall I was pulled over and my registration was expired and I purposely didn't renew it because I didn't want to give the state or the county any money. And I was pulled over within like a week, and both times they threatened to tow my vehicle if I didn't go and get it renewed. And I finally did, which I wasn't happy about. But I've just been wondering that there for a while. I was like, you know, what would you do since you don't have them registered if you do get pulled over? Well, you know, what would you tell the cop or something?
I was pulled over in California when I lived out there about 6 years ago, I guess. And I never paid it. I've since lived in a few different states.
They didn't tow the car?
For the registration, I was pulled over for speeding, and I was given a speeding ticket and a notice that it had not been registered. I didn't pay the speeding ticket or the registration ticket. Mm-hmm. So, and then I ended up moving a couple months later. So I'm sure if I wanted to go back to California and I got pulled over for something there, they would say, you have this outstanding ticket, et cetera. one of the things, Brett, that I do is I drive the speed limit, basically. I also keep my vehicles in really good shape, and I have my turn signal lights working, et cetera. So I try not to draw attention to myself by, going 120 miles an hour on or something like that and get them provoke, And so I've managed to, kind of avoid it that way. If I was, however, to be pulled over for I would not comply. No. And so
what if they took your car? What if they towed your truck?
My truck was towed in Tennessee and it cost me $450 to get it out.
Oof, that's gotta be painful.
Yeah, it was painful. If they towed my car, I would let the car go probably. Just cost benefit at some point, it's like, but the truck is worth more, et cetera. If they came after my bike, I'd probably take off.
On your motorcycle?
Yeah. I don't know that.
I do not recommend that, listeners.
Yeah.
that's me. So yeah, Brett, I've had...
So it's not without risk, though.
Right, but I've had a very different life that has, so many times I said, oh, gosh, why don't I get to have the life I used to have? And it was quite, nice and luxurious and fabulous. But I tell you, it would be way easier for me to give up the possessions I have now than it would have been for me to give up possessions I had 15 or 20 years ago. And so actually, I am grateful. If you hang on to things and make them so important that you're willing to sacrifice your moral integrity, you create a dilemma for yourself that I've had that dilemma before, and I don't advise it.
I can relate. In this kind of the driving realm, I got this crappy car from 1996 with almost 300,000 miles on it. And one of the reasons why I got that car, well, it was given to me first and foremost, but I put money into it. I had to put money into it to make it drivable. But one of the reasons I did that was because I knew that if I was going to do freedom to travel activism,
yes.
Which I had the intention to do, and I have done some of it so far by putting a private plate on the back of my car and taking the state plate
off.
But
you did register it. You just put the
No.
Plate.
It was registered under the old owner's name.
I see.
And the problem ended up being that it was registered in New Hampshire, and so they tried to get me for having a car that was registered in New Hampshire but not with a New Hampshire plate on it. So if it hadn't been registered in New Hampshire at that time, I wonder what would have ended up, what the charge would have ended up being in that case. But so I went forward with that knowing that there's a good chance that this car is going to be stolen from me.
Wasn't it the first time you drove it?
What?
Did you get popped?
Oh, no. It took me 30 miles. And the only reason I had gotten popped in that case was because I was, well, there's kind of a lengthy story involved here, but I went to rescue my ex-girlfriend from a car accident she was in. And so I was in very close proximity to the police, and they came to check up on us because we were sitting down the side of the road. It was cold out. You know, there was a lot of snow on the ground, and he wanted to check and make sure we were okay. And that's when he noticed my license plate and pulled me over and towed the car. But luckily, they towed the car. Here in New Hampshire, I've seen this happen a few times where they'll actually tow the car, offer to tow it to your home. Rather than to a tow yard and impound it, rather than, you know, you having to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get the car out, it's only like $100 for the tow.
We did that with Sean's car back a few months ago,
So that's one of those nice perks of being in New Hampshire. They'll steal your car from you, but they'll put it back in your yard in some cases. Not in every case. There are some instances where they will tow it. But it's not without risk, and being able to let go of your possessions and know that there's a chance that, you know, these things you may never see them again is important to walk into it knowing that. Same way that when I go into activism, I go into it knowing, even if I'm doing something that I don't expect to be civil disobedience, in many cases, just like recording the police, that's not civil disobedience. It's something you should be able to do, but you may end up getting arrested for it. You always have to go in with the expectation that you could lose it all. You could lose your life. You could have some crazy cop take your life from you. It could take all your stuff from you. It could take your money from you. It could take your freedom from you. And you have to just accept all that before you go into it. That way, it's not you're not blindsided by it when it actually happens, happens.
I can assure you that no amount of wealth and luxury and finery can possibly take the place of living as a free person.
Freedom, absolutely right. Hey, Brett, any other thoughts?
No, I just wanted to see what you, Michelle and you guys had to say about that, because I still, you know, I still get kind of upset with myself that I did finally give in after the second threat. And basically it's because I figured I weighed the differences. You know, my car is only a few years old. At the time, I think it still had less than I had less than 40,000 miles on. I figured, you know, and my job was 30 miles away. I figured it was better to keep the car and give in that time. But I went, you know, I wanted to see how long I could go without registering, because I try everything I can just, you know, not to comply, not to give.
Yeah, if you're going to do freedom of travel activism, I would recommend doing it around other freedom to travel activists. I think that freedom to travel activism could be much more powerful in larger numbers. But usually what ends up happening is there's only a handful of folks who are actually doing it and actually traveling. A lot of people say, well, I don't have a registered car, and they don't have a car. Like, they're just walking places. And
Michael
really
Bednarik is a strong proponent of this, actually, and doesn't register his vehicles or have a driver's license.
Yeah. I mean, it can be done alone. Clearly, there are people who have the experience in being able to do it. But I
Michael
think building
Bednarik was the Libertarian Party candidate for president in 2004.
But I think building a movement around freedom to travel would be really interesting. Like, you could get people who do not have registered cars or do not have driver's licenses or whatever it is the issue is you want to take on, you could get them together and have, like, people doing the same things, like make an announcement, like having a civil disobedience event where everybody, for instance, gets like, if they were going to pass, like at one point they were talking about passing a bill to outlaw not wearing a seatbelt here in New Hampshire. It's the only state in of the 50 states where you don't have to wear a seatbelt as an adult. But there's always some sort of coercionist in the state government that's trying to make that illegal. And so what I had suggested was, well, if they actually do pass that, let's have ourselves a little civil disobedience where 20 people get in their cars, drive out to the police station, and just drive around their parking lot without any seatbelts on, and announce it in advance and promote that they're going to go out and violate these laws and that they're not going to pay the fines when they're issued tickets for it. Thanks for the call, Brett. I appreciate hearing from you. But you've got to have activists in the same place in order to do that. That's what the Free State Project, well, part of what the Free State Project is about, getting activists together to make them more effective. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more. OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we bring to you there, including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page, the top of the website. You get the last week's worth there. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You could use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And when we're talking about the value increasing, we're talking day-to-day at this point. It's crazy. Weusecoins.org.
Man, when they were $2, I was thinking to myself, I'm just going to wait. They'll dip back down below a dollar, and then I'll buy them then. And now they're $7-something. They just keep going up.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to you and your phone calls. We'll talk first to Bill, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I want to talk to that good-looking gal named Meg.
Meg's not here. She does the show on Tuesday nights, but we have another good-looking gal in the studio.
This one is
named Michelle.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I got the name wrong.
That's okay.
I'm sure they're both good-looking. I don't get anything on the computer, so I don't know what you look like, but you got a very nice voice.
I'm considerably older than Smeg, and I have red hair.
Well, I think both of you gals are going to be beautiful in either case. I've never seen your face. You've got a beautiful voice. I got a problem, though. I don't understand how you can get away with not registering your car because then you don't get a plate. How do you drive around without a plate?
I have plates on my car.
And what are you going to do when they expire?
They're expired.
Okay. Well, more power to you. I know I'd last about 48 hours in this city.
So we were, Mark and I were talking about this. I've been an active mom for 20 years. I was a single mom. I was homeschooling my kids. I was really busy with that. And so my, so-called civil disobedience activism was just pretty much below the radar, and I was pretty quiet about it. I don't drive my vehicles around and speed through traffic and da-da going, hey, look at me, kind of thing. I just, whatever, I drive safe speeds and
But
whatever.
It sounds unbelievable to people, Michelle, because even if you're driving safely, there's still a good chance that a cop gets behind you. He's going to run your tags anyway just to see who you are.
Yes, and I've had so many people say, like, this man, how do you get away with it? And I'm pretty provocative in some respects. I mean, my personality and everything, but quite frankly, I don't have this charmed life. Do you recall back when Rich, a fellow activist, was back in January 4th, actually, he was pulled over with Evan the Emperor, right here in town, and he was driving without a license. And
he'll be going to court for that, by the way, coming, I think, in the next couple months.
A couple police officers pulled him over, and everyone went running out of a party here that we were at.
Yeah, they made the mistake
photos.
Of pulling them over, like,
A block from the bar we were at. Yeah. And so everyone had their cameras out. I had been in the ladies' room at the restaurant, and so I got out to the scene later, and my daughter actually drove me over to the scene because I was hammered. I'd had 3 bottles of wine, a couple cocktails to myself. I was a mess. And as I went walking up, I was hammered, and I went, so what? Going on, and my voice gets really high when I get drunk, and the police officer, I kid you not, he was standing right there, turned to me and said, oh, here you go, give her the keys, she can drive, you're the lady that has the Audi. Do you remember that?
He knew who you were.
He knew who I was. He didn't, and he just assumed that I was just fine, and I'm like, okay.
She has an Audi.
And I waited.
That's a nice Audi.
I waited with the keys in my hand for everyone to go away, and I'm like, I can't drive. So, I mean, I really don't know how. I mean, you say I get away with things. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, can I ask another question?
Yes.
Did you ever get your? You didn't pay your speeding ticket in California. Did you ever get your license suspended?
I haven't lived in California since 2006, so I don't know. I don't know. I suppose if I tried to get a driver's license in California again, all kinds of bells and whistles would go off. She owes taxes. She did this. She did that.
So
she homeschooled her kids without
moved.
Permission. She didn't ask the state. She eats organic food. She treated herself with weed for cancer.
You are a menace to society.
I'm a bad, bad girl.
Bad girl. You moved out of state then shortly thereafter, I assume.
Yeah, and then I went and caused problems in Alabama and Tennessee, now New Hampshire.
Bill,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Oh,
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Clayton in Texas. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, I hadn't caught the whole show, but have you all heard about the bill in Florida that supposedly banned sex between consenting adults?
Yeah, I've got it. It's
I've heard about it, but I don't know anything about the details.
Yeah, let me pull it up here.
What have you heard, Clayton?
It was a bill that was supposed to ban bestiality, but instead of defining it as animals other than humans, they just used the term animals, forgetting that humans as mammals are humans.
In Florida, humans aren't animals. They believe in Jesus down there.
I believe in Jesus. Oh, Mark, really? I thought that Ian and I were going at it, and you were being my knight tonight,
and you're going to mess it up. When somebody dangles the red meat of you know, sort of Christian fundamentalism at me, I just got to jump at it.
Ian, get him.
I got nothing to say. I mean, I've got my own critiques of Christianity, but you should have heard us the other night, Michelle, where I was praising the Presbyterian Church. Even Mark praised the Presbyterian Church for legalizing having gay ministers.
Apparently one of the branches.
Is that Presbyterian, or was that
USA?
Or was that Episcopalian?
Presbyterian U.S., a Church of USA. Anyway, that's an aside.
That would be a verbiage from the law, an act relating to sexual activities involving animals, apparently defining prohibitions, knowing sexual conduct or sexual contact with an animal.
The law? I can't even comprehend.
What? Yeah, that's how it's written.
So what is going to happen
I've
here?
I've had sex with a beast of a man before.
Clearly, you know, this is showing the incompetence of the state and these, you know, the laws and how there's so many holes in them and so many mistakes can be made that could criminalize behavior.
They can't even write a law correctly that outlaws bestiality.
But it's clear that they're not going to start arresting people for having sex, obviously. They're going to use discretion. And
I think in Florida that it's illegal to have sex in any position but the missionary position. I may be wrong on that, but I know that there are states that is the case, and they obviously don't prosecute on that one either.
Right. It just goes to show that some laws are more important to the government people than others, even though a common excuse from the government people as to why they are hurting peaceful people like cannabis users and other drug users and people speeding and things like that is that, well, it's the law, and we're just enforcing the law, and that's my job. Well, clearly, enforcing the law is not your job.
The government doesn't enforce those laws because it knows that it can't. But people have rolled over regarding marijuana and other things and speeding tickets, etc. Mm-hmm. No one would obey the sex laws, which supports my point of...
We need more civil disobedience.
Yeah.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Well, hell, it used to be illegal for blacks to marry whites. I mean...
Yes, sir.
Just because it's the law doesn't mean that it's absolutely correct or that it protects our natural rights. Most
in many
time,
cases, the reverse
violates.
Is true. You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, Clayton. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Should bestiality be illegal? That's a good question. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to answer that or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a mobile site, so if you've got a smartphone, and Mark, you just got yourself a new smartphone today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I used to have another smartphone, but I kept it dumb with no data plan.
Yeah, so now you actually have one that you can use the internets with, yeah. And so you could access...
I haven't done that, though.
You could, well, you just got it. You're brand new to it. You could now go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and our podcasts.
This is an Android. I can go to regular freetalklive.com.
That's true. But the mobile site is kind of formatted smaller. It's a little easier. It's just it's something to get to, not our full site. You can't access, obviously, all the aspects of freetalklive.com from the mobile site. It's just for people that want to get quickly to our live streams and such. So our mobile site, free, of course, like the rest of our website, m.freetalklive.com, as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Adam is listening in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Evening, folks.
Hey,
I was listening to your story about the Presbyterian Church legalizing, allowing gay ministers in last night.
Yeah.
Since it's Friday the 13th, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the High Templar and how that passage came to be written into the Bible. This is the day in October when they were burned at the stake, and there were three charges laid on them. They were newly illegalized charges made by the king's cousin, Clement V. And the reason he was put in was because the original pope wouldn't imprison the High Templar for being smarter than the king, which was a threat to his authority after they came back from the First Crusade, waged alongside Arabs against Mongols, but that's beside the point. The charges were actually heresy, not worshiping the cross and calling it a symbol of murder, witchcraft, using hashish, which they had brought back, and sodomy, which was not in the Bible at the time. They believed it was good for chakra.
Hmm.
Yes, passage not to lay with another man was written into the Bible to help incriminate them.
Now, I thought that there were several instances, New Testament and Old Testament, where the homosexuality is mentioned. I mean, that's what I recall, and that's what I believe.
Well, it can all be rewritten at any point in time, and until the Bible was legalized to be read and written in the home, and until people were taught to read it and not hear it from a priest, that's pretty much all hearsay.
Yeah, and this is one of the biggest problems I have with the Bible as it is written today is that, you know, and Michelle, I don't know what your version of Christianity is, and I'm happy that you've got your version and it works for you. But the version that I was taught was that there's a guy, there's this sentient being out there that will send my butt to hell if I do not choose to follow all of his rules and accept, you know, the story that I'm given out of the Bible and the son's, his son is my personal Lord and Savior and all that stuff. But how can I actually be expected to know, ancient Greek, ancient Hebrew, Aramaic, and all these languages that the Bible's written in? I don't know what the Bible says. I know what other people say the Bible says, and which, of course, comes down to, who are the books written by and stuff like that. But if you believe that God wrote the books, you'd think he would have handed them out down in English, knowing that he would have to save my soul sometime 2,000 years later.
That was funny.
Right. And if it was a God, I doubt that such a being would ever expect us to go and learn those languages. But I'm really proud of the Presbyterians for saying, putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and just saying they believe we're all God's children in his eyes. And that's great stuff to hear from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Not tonight, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brett, listening in Texas. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Michelle and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brett, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your show Wednesday, and you're talking about civil disobedience. And Mark had said something about how usually it's the big names that inspire people. The people that do, the really serious civil disobedience.
Okay.
Okay, what's your experience?
Serious as opposed to not serious. Serious meaning you can go to jail for what you do, or what? How are you defining serious?
I don't remember exactly what Mark had said, but then Ian had said that you'd be surprised, and that even small acts of civil disobedience and non-cooperation can inspire people.
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay, so tell me your story.
Sure. Last summer, I was really just barely getting into libertarianism and stuff. I had been in the right, on the right, Republican, and I was reading Libertarianism Today.
What's that?
That's Jacob Hubert's book, right?
Oh.
Right, yeah.
Okay, neat.
Yeah, and I'm 19 now. I was 18 then, and I hadn't even heard of Selective Service. And when I found out about it, I was actually really ticked off about it.
Mm. Selective Service, sure. In case others haven't heard of this for whatever reason, maybe you're female, the government usually sends a card of some sort to all teenage boys that they are aware of in existence at age 17 and demands that they fill out the card and or else they will be punished perhaps with like a $500,000 fine and a few years in jail and never being able to get a government job and never being able to get government money for school, etc. So there's all kinds of threats behind it. And the idea is to have people's names for the purpose of a draft in the future. That's the purpose of the Selective Service system, is to catalog young, fresh meat for the military's use. That's the purpose of it.
Which is one of the reasons why my kids not only do not have, or my boys do not have social security numbers, they also don't get driver's licenses.
So you're saying when you found out about it, you were pretty upset?
Yeah, I was disgusted. I was like, I'm not signing up for this. But then I saw fines and the years in prison they threatened with, and I was kind of a little bit. By the time I finished the book that week, it mentions the Free State Project. So I hop online. First things I find is your radio show. And that's the same night that I started listening to was the drinking games that you guys did. And Ian, you had went to jail, and then you came in at the end of the show, I believe, gave an update on it. And I was like, well, that settles it for me. I'm not signing up for Selected Service.
Good on you.
So how did that feel?
It felt pretty awesome.
See, that's what, that's what I was telling Mark about, how Mark was kind of on the attack saying that, well, civil disobedience is it's not, was it successful or something like that?
I don't know.
And I said, I defended it. I said that even the most was seemingly mundane, to some perspective, civil disobedience is a real personal victory and a personal success, even if the law doesn't change, or even if, you know, somebody
because
goes to jail.
Because your soul stays intact.
There you go.
You know, there's a book that I really like that I like to recommend to people. It's called The Ethics of Liberty. It's by Murray Rothbard. And that is one book on my shelf that has that all, you know, pages are dog-eared and there's lots of underlining and everything. And I've read a lot of philosophy books and economics books and books on liberty for a long time. And that is just one book that I recommend everyone have, you know. Well,
not only does your soul stay intact, Michelle, but also maybe you get some of it back, too, especially if you've been bowing down and kissing the boot and kissing the ring for so long, and then all of a sudden you say no.
Right.
It's like reclaiming some of your
soul. So let's rise up, stop, you know, submitting to the man, and all
let's
the
do it
while.
Together, though, because
yes,
if he does
absolutely.
It down in Texas all alone, then the man will probably crush him.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned the Free State Project. Are you a participant?
I have signed up, so whenever I can get down there, I plan to.
Fantastic.
You had mentioned Healing Our World a couple times. I read that book. It was amazing.
I received
copies, gave it out to some people when I was in college.
That's the best book to give out to people because it doesn't do any good sitting on a bookshelf. It does good only when it's in people's hands and being absorbed. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. And it does make a difference when you say no, even on a little thing like, you know, a postcard that the government sends you with threats all written all over it. Saying no to that can be very personally empowering. I didn't do it. I was too chicken when I was 17. Of course, I hadn't really found the ideas of liberty at that point either. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Kevin?
Well, I had to call. One of your previous callers really perked up my ears.
Okay.
I didn't realize that it was the Bible said it was okay to have gay sex because it increased your chakra. But I found that to be kind of incredible.
Well, no, he said that it was added by some king or another much later, that the Templar Knights believed that in fact increased your chakra.
Tell you what, Kevin, like if you want to tell us more about your beliefs and your thoughts, you're welcome to stick with us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free number 800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. But if you don't get on tonight, we do it every night. You can join us live 6 nights a week on the radio waves in many places. If your local radio station doesn't air every moment of the show, well, call them and thank them for airing what they do. And then ask them real nice, like, to take more Free Talk Live, because we've got plenty of hours every single week to have you share your thoughts with us and the rest of our audience. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support the show, maybe you appreciate the fact that we give you all the website features for free. Well, you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com, as I believe Michelle did this afternoon.
I didn't finalize my purchase because I had a little glitch, but yes, I picked out all kinds of things and I was very excited. Like,
now, when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you do have to finalize your purchase within 24 hours of first going to the link. If not, you have to go back to that link.
I have to start
link.
Over.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I did, because I've kind of like tried different avenues with this, I went to the tab up at the Free Talk Live site and it says support FTL, mm-hmm. and I go down, and I went to other shopping, and there's an arrow, and I clicked on Amazon there.
Cool.
So that's what, I mean, that works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, in fact, I'd forgotten I was even there. There's so mm-hmm. much on our website. But that takes you to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you see the different countries you can click on.
Yes.
You click on the United States or UK or Germany or Canada, and then that takes you into Amazon. And at that point, whatever it is you order, Free Talk Live, within 24 hours of going there, so do it sooner rather than later. But whatever it is you order at that point, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Amazon will literally give us a portion of their profits simply for sending them the business.
What is the percentage of that?
It's fairly good, 7-8%, depending on the volume that we do in a given month. Although on electronics, I think it's only 4%. They just don't make as much money on those, mm-hmm. so they can't cut us as much. And it's a big deal for us. It really helps Free Talk Live when you shop there. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices. In fact, customer service as well is really important with Amazon, because when you're operating a monster company like Amazon, it can be easy in the world of the corporate world to just kind of ignore customers and treat them like crap, but not Amazon. I actually had a situation this week where I'd ordered a lens for my video camera. like a wide-angle lens that I'd ordered, and it was shipped to me, and Amazon fulfilled the order because Amazon has all these sellers that use Amazon for the fulfillment process. So the products are at the Amazon warehouses, and Amazon picks them off the shelf. And I think they actually have a robot system that does this. So they don't even have humans doing this. Yeah, they've actually got robots that go in and they pick the item off the shelf and box it up. And then there are humans, I think, that do some of the work, but they've really automated quite a bit of it in order to keep the cost down and keep the pass the savings on to you. And apparently the robot or something happened. The wrong item was picked. I was sent the wrong lens. And I've ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon. It's rare that somebody screws up an order. It's rare that this happens. And so I called them up. And actually, I didn't call them. They called me. You actually go on their website, and they've got a form that you fill out. It's real quick. If you've got a problem with your order, there's different things you can choose, and one of them is, the wrong item was sent to me, and I selected which item was messed up. And then they said, well, we can call you immediately, or you can call us right now, or we can call you in 5 minutes. And if they call you in 5 minutes, then they've already got your name and information and all your stuff there on the screen. They know exactly why you're calling. You don't have to give them any verification information or anything like that. They just call up. You take care of the order. They send you via email one of these, prepaid shipping receipts. Not receipts, but a prepaid shipping paper, essentially, that you attach to your box. And then you ship it for free back to them. So, it was... As far as the return process is concerned,
pretty easy.
Yeah, I didn't even have to leave my house, so it was great. And they made it easy, and they paid for the shipping on the way back. Which, what else can you ask for? 1-800-259-9231. So get your shopping done with Amazon at Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Kevin listening in Indy. Now, Kevin, you were commenting on the biblical discussion that we were having earlier, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Oh, not a problem, but it's an example of what I was getting at was this example of the Catholic Church changing rules to bring in some type of entity, like Charlemagne, when they brought him in, the King of France, they changed a portion of their actual, the way they performed the Mass and certain rules in the Catholic Church so they could bring the French in to their, dynasty.
It's absolutely true. Over time, initially the Christian religion was a pacifist religion, and then they found wars that they were kind of interested in, the church leadership over time, and by it was either the 9th or 10th century, they were, we've got holy wars to fight. Let's go, Christians!
Right, and this is a great example. They are actually legitimizing homosexuality. And the reward for the Templars were they were wiped out by the Catholic Church and the other monarchs because they became too powerful, so they killed them all. So I just find that fascinating.
There you go. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Kevin. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And again, good on the Presbyterian Church. I don't know what I wasn't going to jump on Kevin as far as what his opinion about homosexuality is. That doesn't really matter.
As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what your opinion is as long as you're willing to leave people alone who want to do, whatever, as long as they're not hurting other people.
Live and let live. Absolutely right. And good on the Presbyterians, the USA Presbyterian Church. As we learned last night, there are different Presbyterian churches. The USA Presbyterian Church is the largest Presbyterian church in America, but there are others as well that maybe would not be as friendly to the homosexual lifestyle. And so good on them for being accepting and loving toward their fellow human being. How about that? What would
imagine,
Jesus do?
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that.
All right, so we continue here, and we'll talk to, I believe, Shadow is with us, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking about the Constitution. I read it pretty much every day, and this goes along with y'all's program about the liberty and everything. It's kind of placed in there where we, the people out here, have the right to do pretty much anything we wish as long as we don't bring harm to other people. We don't show disrespect to other people. Now, what I find fascinating is that these lawmakers out here that tell all of us we can't do this and we can't do that, every one of them are all out there doing exactly what they say we can't do.
Many of them are absolutely hypocrites, no doubt. Thanks, Shadow, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, especially and it's kind of funny, isn't it? Sometimes the hypocrites will get caught, these politicians, like the ones that talk out the loudest about how they hate homosexuality and how it should be illegal or whatever. end up getting caught in the bathroom with some
yeah,
congressional page.
Right. It seems to happen.
And or the, you know, the anti-drug congressman gets caught with
bumping a line,
you know, whatever. Let's continue here as we talk to Captain Ned, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Captain Ned, with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
So, Mark and Ian, how are you doing?
Hey, Michelle's here, too. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was going to talk. Yeah, I said, Michelle, hey, I was going to talk about my last phone call about when they were taking people's phones voluntarily at traffic stops.
Taking people's phones voluntarily?
I think this was
in Michigan. They were, you know, people were volunteering to give their phones to the law enforcement agent.
Oh, and then they were plugging it into their little machine that was swiping its
memory. Exactly, exactly. And you corrected me, and I called them idiots, and you said they were just misinformed. So I'd like to make this call informational. But while I was on hold, the guys were calling about the license plates. Here's the key to that lock. If you look at your back license plate in any state under the sunlight, you'll see either a little hologram that says U.S. or for official use only. That is because you're identifying yourself as a resident, which is a U.S. citizen, a resident alien, a 14th Amendment citizen. That property, that cannot be displayed in anything but a federally or government-owned vehicle. That's because you're not getting the clear title, the bill of sale. You're getting what used to be called a pink slip or color of title, and you're paying for that.
True. You're actually getting a certificate of title, not the
actual
title.
Absolutely. Look at that rear plate under the sunlight, and you'll see that either U.S. or for official use only. They own that vehicle. You're not identifying yourself as a natural-born citizen of several states who has absolute right to own that vehicle.
What you're on here is it's kind of one of these intriguing legal theories that
strictly constitutional.
I think it has some validity. I think it's true. Most all of what you're saying. It's just, unfortunately, you know, there's
nearly
really
impossible to get
around. I have an actual, what you would call pink slip or certificate of title
you
on
have
my...
Yeah,
on
but
my
that is owned by the state. You're just running that from
you
the
have
state.
To have,
hold on, boys.
On
my car, on my boat, and on my motorcycle, but not on my car and truck because they actually went through... Like a loan program or a financer or whatever, and so.
Are you talking about the manufacturer's certificate of origin? Because the certificate of title is just evidence that there's an actual title on the books with the government.
Right, that's what I have like with the car because it was registered at one time.
Right, it's almost impossible to
but
get a manufacturer's certificate of origin, and we're out of time anyway. Thanks for the call, Ned. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.